From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Substantial snow could be on its way to Utah's mountains. The question is, how much and where? Sam Weber is a National Weather Service meteorologist. He says we could see mountain snow starting Wednesday morning and lasting through at least Thursday evening.
Central Wasatch, anywhere from about 10 to 25 inches. For the Northern Wasatch and Bear Rivers, we're looking at a range of just about 4 to 5 inches to upwards of 15 to 20, depending on where you are.
The central and southern mountains could see a wide range of snow accumulation, but Weber says the incoming weather system is a warm one, and they don't expect to have more precise snowfall predictions until it gets closer to Utah. Lower elevations and Utah's valleys will see rain. Lindsey Vonn is speaking out after her crash in yesterday's Olympic downhill ski race. On Instagram, the Park City resident said she sustained a complex tibia fracture and will require multiple surgeries. Vonn also said that while yesterday didn't end the way she'd hoped, and despite intense physical pain, she has no regrets. 9 days before Sunday's crash, the 41-year-old ruptured the ACL in her left knee. Another Park City resident, Breezy Johnson, won a gold medal in the downhill. Salt Lake City's Isabella Wright was the next fastest American, finishing in 21st place. Utah County is asking the state for $2 million to help pay for the Tyler Robinson case. Robinson is accused of killing Charlie Kirk and could face the death penalty. Since the crime happened in Orem, the county and its taxpayers have to foot the bill for the prosecution and defense. County Administrator Ezra Nair presented the funding proposal to a legislative committee. He said this was a very high-profile political assassination that got worldwide attention.
This is not a standard case or even a standard capital case. The very public nature of this case requires unprecedented attention to detail. To provide some context, we are facing increased costs for significantly increased security measures for all parties.
Additionally, Nair said the crime happened on state property. Neither the victim nor the alleged perpetrator were residents of the county. Lawmakers on the Criminal Justice Appropriations Subcommittee expressed initial support for helping the county out financially. Utah schools could soon be required to provide alternate assignments or exemptions for college students with deeply held beliefs. KUER's Ethan Roshkolb has more.
Republican Representative Michael Peterson says he wants to make sure students aren't forced to violate their conscience for a grade. As Utah News Dispatch reports, House Bill 204 would require public colleges and universities to offer accommodations. But critics say students would get an inferior education by opting out of hard conversations. And some argue that this bill could interfere with state licensing and accreditation. But Peterson says there are safeguards. A substitute prevents changes from impacting the essential parts of a class, and deciding what is essential would be left to the school. For KUER News, I'm Ethan Roshkolb.
The Utah Department of Transportation says it's finished some safety upgrades on U.S. Highway 6 in Spanish Fork Canyon. UDOT says it put in more than 9,000 feet of median barrier and added new drainage systems. It also put in energy-absorbing cushions at the end of barriers. The goal is to cut down on bad crashes and improve driving conditions. Now the road should be able to handle more stormwater, ice, and debris. Up next, crews will be putting in new overhead lighting to improve visibility in the canyon. You are listening to KUER News.